Well, I thought it was great fun, and it was the first time I'd heard anything from Milcaster, so I'm going to follow it now avidly. The key lesson here for all charities, all organisations, isn't it? It's not just charities that have to worry about these things, is planning. Plan, plan, plan. On the media front, the 10th anniversary sounded like it could have been the most fantastic opportunity to actually control and use and take advantage of some good media coverage. And I don't think that Joan had thought about that. We advise charities to plan in advance, to think about the questions that could be asked, particularly those tough questions that the media tend to ask, even our so-called friendly local media. And they clearly hadn't thought about that. I don't think they'd thought about photo opportunities either. They could have really thought, you know, conventional photo opportunities, but also perhaps some video clips from somebody's mobile phone for online coverage for social media. They could have been tweeting. They could have really had fun with their 10th anniversary. The other thing that obviously was a big theme throughout the episode was Joan's incredibly positive attitude to the future, which did seem a little bit naive. And I think it's important for charities at the moment to be bearing witness in the media to what is happening in communities. Not necessarily just about what's happening to them as organisations, but what's happening to the beneficiaries that they're there to support and what will happen to those beneficiaries if the charity's funding is significantly affected by the cuts. And here was a fantastic opportunity for Joan to talk not about what will happen to Age Aid, but what will happen to people like Luke's mother in the future, because it'll be a lot worse than having to wait an hour and a half for the volunteer driver. Perhaps there won't be a volunteer driver, and I'm sure there won't be anywhere for the volunteer driver to take Luke's mother. And that was a missed opportunity.